Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to the Bradley Wiggan Show by Eurosport. I'm Graham Wilgos, and Brad, straight into it, stage 18, we're nearly there, of the Tour of France.
Yeah, it's a couple of days to go, eh? And another tough one today. Lots of tired legs now from the back of the race right to the front. We saw Caleb going out the back again early on. I mean, he's had some tough race, hasn't he?
But hanging on to Paris now,
Do you know what? That's what makes him such a great sprinter and a great athlete as well, is that toughness, which I don't think people see on days like this. Bennett, you know, nice, comfortable leading the green again.
We saw him take intermediate points today.
Right through the peloton. Jumbo doing an incredible job again, and particularly Wout van Aert. I mean, today was... He seems like getting better every day. Adam Yates started fatiguing now, dropping off the pace a little bit.
We said yesterday we might see a few riders with fatigued legs who might struggle to hang on today, and that was the case for Yates with that main group.
But out front, I mean, Carapaz, third day on the trot. I mean, he's endeared himself to a lot of people, I think. They've won... Them two today, and Carapaz in particular, the way he's been racing has probably won Ineos a lot of fans the last few days, because it's very rarely we see them ride like that. You know, I think they're how clinical and how business-like they've been over the years, of course, which I benefited from. Over time, you know, people get, you know, quite bored, and in some cases get quite resentful towards them for dominating. But the way they've ridden, I mean, it just shows you... how quickly things could change in cycling. And of course, that came from a huge disappointment in Bernal going home. And Carapaz, I mean, he looks every bit the Giro winner of last year, which we said 2 weeks ago he didn't. And polka dot jersey, Kwiatkowski winning the stage, who's been fabulous this race. And I said on the post show that based on that, what them two did today, I thought it was a bit harsh, the statement they put out the other day, which Orla read out on the breakaway, where they said they need to find a team capable of winning the Tour and a coaching team capable of coaching those riders. And I think that was a huge detriment and disrespect to those two and the rest of the guys. It was like a shared responsibility. When they win, it's always down to something or someone or the coach. When they lose, it's down to everyone. But I actually think burnout and injury, the rest of the guys have been fabulous this race, and them guys in particular, they've been superb. They were a bit quick to kind of... It was a bit morbid of the whole team. These riders are rubbish. They've been fantastic. And Carapaz points jersey and really ridden himself into form. I mean, it's almost a shame he's not around the Giro, isn't it? Or is he still? We don't know at this stage.
We don't know. It'd be a surprise if he did, I think, now.
Yeah, which is a shame, isn't it? He won it last year.
Shame not to go back and defend it.
It was a brilliant, brilliant stage. Only slight disappointment. It's not even a criticism, really. Is the way they came across the line. Because I think it sort of diminished Kwiatkowski's victory. Summed up by the bloke who asked silly questions at the finish, where he says to him, I know this guy, he works for ASO and he speaks lots of languages, that's why they put him there, but he's not an interviewer. And he says, Mikel, you won the stage, but you didn't really. It's more of a...
almost took it away from him straight away.
Yeah, I think that's quite... It's always a collective effort, but he won the stage.
Yeah.
And they worked their asses for it. And he deserves everything. It's sort of a bit disrespectful, isn't it?
Yeah.
And yeah, I just think that... the interviews are obligatory at the finish, and it's just a shame that the interview doesn't bring out more the human side as it does sometimes with the riders, because it's the first thing and the first time we hear the response of the riders and what it means to them.
Mm. Well, look, the Ineos pair, as you say, crossed the line together. Here's how Rob Hatch called it for us on Eurosport.
And we come under the Flamme Rouge. There is 1 kilometre to go on stage 18 of the Tour de France. Time to appreciate what has been an incredible performance. They pat each other on the back. They've been trying day after day after day. Last week ended in the worst possible manner. Egan Bernal, defending champion of the Tour de France, exploded on the Grand Colombier, out of it, and now the team that worked to back him is going to get its reward. Freedom for the Ineos Grenadiers. And it's going to be Carapaz who sits up here to pull on the polka dot jersey tomorrow. He already has a reward, and I cannot wait to see his race program for the rest of the year. Michał Kwiatkowski without a stage win in a Grand Tour, in a career that's been full of achievements, that has been full of selfless work for others. Who's going to get the reward here? 400 metres to go. It hasn't gone the way they wanted, but class and teamwork have prevailed. It's going to be a memorable moment. You don't get too many opportunities to finish a stage like this. Trofeo Baracchi style to the line. Carapaz from Ecuador, Kwiatkowski from Poland, both representing the British team, both working so hard for their teammates. They will never forget this day, and they do it with a buffer that allows them to celebrate. Carapaz sitting up, Kwiatkowski is going to go and take the stage. When we sat down to research this tour, we all looked around surprised at the fact that Kwiatkowski had never taken a Grand Tour stage win. He's turned up year after year after year at the Tour de France, and even a last minute hiccup surely isn't going to get in his way. One more pat on the back, and it is Ineos Grenadiers and Michał Kwiatkowski who takes stage 18 from Méribel to La Roche-sur-Foron.
Kwiatkowski and Carapaz crossing the line together there. Did they milk it a bit too much, given that they've had, you know, not the tour they would have wanted by any means?
I mean, I don't, yeah, I mean, maybe they did. I mean, it doesn't really matter, but I think a few people just in the studio and that were saying they would have liked to just seen them race it out at the finish, because half the public wouldn't have known watching, and kids and things, yeah. And they could have let Kwiatkowski win anyway. I mean, it was just, I think it was their way of soaking up a lot of, you know, the job they'd done that day. But I think it felt a little bit like watching a dog die towards the end. It was like, because they'd started so early out, yeah. And you kind of just wanted them to get on with it a bit. But, you know, they could choose how they want to do it. It's up to them, isn't it? But I think the only thing in coming across the line like that, it just diminishes a little bit Kwiatkowski's win today. I mean, he could have just hit off in the last 800 and
jumped in alone.
And it feels like winning a stage then, you know?
Kwiatkowski's ridden 7 tours, almost always in the service of others. He's come second, yeah, on stages a couple of times. It's fair to say he's earned this one, isn't it?
Oh, he's earned everything. I mean, he's a class act, and, you know, he puts a lot of work into that team. He's a world champion, Tour of Flanders winner.
Amstel Gold, yeah. San Sebastian, San Remo. Yeah. I mean, he's Strada Bianchi, yeah, twice.
He's a class act. I mean, the pair of them are. And he's a lovely lad as well. And he's part of the fabric of that team and part of it functioning where he's a consummate professional. And they all, you see the admiration they all have for him.
Give us an idea of how that conversation would have gone. So they came in almost 2 minutes ahead of third place when, yeah, we saw the sprint for the,
what, in terms
the
of who
GC
wins?
Men. Yeah, in terms of who wins, because they had a lot of time to talk about it.
They wouldn't have spoke about it. I mean, the whole day, Kwiatkowski was riding, and it was the intention was to get Carapaz into the King of the Mountains jersey.
Yeah, which they did.
So when they, by the time they got to finish, he knew he had the jersey. It would have been even. You don't even have to say it, that Kwiatkowski wins the stage, because I've taken the points jersey today. That's how it would have gone. There wouldn't have been a conversation, and some things that don't need to be said in the peloton like that. And, you know, I said in the after show today that when we saw Richie Portpuncher, you know, there is no gentleman's agreement with someone like Richie because he's down the GC. The race carried on, and I said, but the only consolation or bit of security Roglic would have had in that situation, had he punctured, I don't think they'd have probably waited for him. And Brian said, I don't think so. I think the race was on. They'd have carried on. I don't think they would have done. I don't think things have changed to that degree. If Roglic had punctured and was 45 seconds down, I don't think Pogacar would have took advantage of his misfortune. I just don't think that would have happened. That's a historic rule, the yellow jersey, at that point in the race. I may be wrong, but I don't think your sport's changed that much.
Primoz Roglic coming in with the pack, so no change to GC. He did have his insurance policy, Wout van Aert, mopping up the bonus points for third place, making sure that Pogacar couldn't take them.
I mean, I would say he humiliated him in the sprint, but he didn't really need to try that hard, did he? And win by the margin he did. Mm. I mean, how many was in that group then? It wasn't many, it was 6, 7, 8?
6 or 7, yeah.
I mean, phenomenal. And it just based on that alone, you know, if there's any question, can this guy win a Grand Tour in the future? Of course he could. He'd probably win this one if he wanted to.
Yeah.
I mean, he was phenomenal. He seems to be getting better every day as well. I mean, to come in after this amount of racing, the amount of work he's done with a group that select with the likes of Adam Yates. We talk about Adam Yates going to Ineos and can he win a Grand Tour? And he's 27 now, you know, maybe it's his moment. He's still 26. And he's come here to help the team and win stages in sprints. Aside from going well a couple of weeks ago and winning San Remo, Strada Bianchi, and he's there. I mean, he's phenomenal. I keep running out of words. And I think the big question now, as I was talking again with Dan Lloyd after, is about how long is it going to be before the Don King of cycling, Patrick Lefebvre, wades in and tries to take him?
Mm.
Because he's a quick step dream now for the saviour of Tom Boonen, you know. But that will be a very much classics thing.
Belgian rider at the classics,
winning
Belgian side.
Flanders and all those things. But I don't think for a start Patrick could pay him enough. And I don't know if, well, that, put it this way, if he did end up going to a quick step, which would be a dream for that team, that's for the classics.
Yeah.
That's his career path. I think Jumbo or Trex or wherever else he goes, that would be with the intention of a GC, because I think, so I don't know at this stage, but I guess the season he's had, whenever his contract is up, you know, Jumbo are going to want to keep him, I think, and he's a, you know, hot property now. So
He might even have a crack at the stage win tomorrow, which is a transitional stage 19, yeah. 166.5 kilometres, Bourg-en-Bresse to Champagnole. Just one categorised climb. If you're Primoz Roglic now, how are you looking at it? Big tick, done the Alps.
Yeah, he's even said in his interview afterwards, it's just about keeping focused now, you know, no keeping up there, just doing the same thing, almost riding like there's another week to go.
Yeah.
You know, because tomorrow is an important day. You don't want to relax at this stage. The race is going to be on tomorrow. The priority would be the jersey, and I think Van Aert, you know, that will be his focus, particularly in the final. It only takes a crash in the final, like we saw in Nice when everyone went down.
Mm.
And, you know, you don't want to have a little tumble the day before the time trial, you know. And then that time trial, he's got to focus on that. And I actually don't think it helps. I don't think it helps when we watched Orla talking about, she'd spoken or seen in reports, the boss of Jumbo speaking out. Because they have a tendency to come out towards the end when it looks like they're going to win, almost some sort of reflective glory. I understand they get asked these questions, but...
So he said, I'm 90 to 95% sure Primoz will win the tour now.
But I sort of listened to that and thought, where'd you get that figure? I mean, there is no percentage. He could crash tomorrow, touch of wheels, like Kelly did in 84 and broke his... I mean, look what happened to Hersha today. You know, 90%, 95%. It's like, shut up with all that. You know, this is about him. It's not about you sitting there reflectively. Just keep doing what you're doing. You know, he's keeping his cool. He's not getting out of control. I should hope so. It's not about you, mate. It's about the lads that have been out doing this job, and he's done a great job in constructing that and putting it all together. But, you know, you see it in football a lot. It's like sometimes it's just an extra distraction. But I also understand that I'm listening to that third or fourth hand. He may have just been stopped and asked, you know. But they just need to carry on now in the same vein, as if there's a week to go, because it's not about, oh, we're nearly at Paris now. One step at a time. And I said it all the time, he's the best man for that. Bloke who used to stand at the top of a ski ramp, and he's been superb. And just on that, when Port did puncture and that on that gravel section, yeah, I noticed he dropped the guys there.
Mm.
He was so strong.
But Port did fight ever so well to get himself back on
Port
to
fantastic.
That main group.
Yeah.
He was very impressive
really,
today too.
Yeah. A lot of tired legs today, weren't they? And Lander tried that move again, you know, with Bahrain, but again, wasn't really going anywhere. It's very tough to pull away on a long climb.
But Lander has jumped up to fifth on GC, so Yates losing time combined with that.
So from that, you know, people say it didn't really work from this. But Lander is a diesel, and he likes a grind, and they created that, and he's moved up. So good on him.
Well, we look forward to seeing how it plays out tomorrow. That brings us to the end of this episode of the Bradley Wiggin Show. Brad, we can follow you on social at...
So we go.
Eurosport is on Twitter at Eurosport_UK. Plus, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook. Thank you to our producer, Pete Burton. Finally, from me, Graham Wilgos, it's goodbye. If you've enjoyed the show, please do rate us wherever you get your podcasts.
Rate us, berate us, and hate us. Or don't.
Brad, we'll see you tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.